Republican Congressman Mike Rogers is retiring. That decision has created a political void in Michigan's 8th Congressional District that Michigan Democrats hope to fill. The 8th Congressional District stretches over parts of Oakland, Livingston, Ingham, and Clinton counties, and since 2001, Mike Rogers has kept it safely in the Republican column. But Rogers' decision earlier this year to retire from the seat surprised many and set off a scramble to replace him. On the Republican side, Tuesday's primary is between former State Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop and current State Representative Tom McMillan. Both are conservatives who hold many of the same beliefs on key issues like repealing Obamacare, opposing gay marriage, and securing the nation's borders to curb illegal immigration. Bishop says reducing the federal deficit is also a top priority.
$17.5 trillion is outrageous, and it's outrageous not just to our generation, but future generations.
Bishop points to his time as Senate Majority Leader and his dealings with former Governor Jennifer Granholm as an example of how he can deal with budget deficits. Tom McMillan looks at that time differently. He points to the brief 2007 state government shutdown. That shutdown ended after the state Senate, led by Mike Bishop, voted to increase Michigan's income tax rate to raise revenue.
Well, I would certainly not solve a shutdown by allowing a huge 22% surcharge tax increase like my opponent did after a mere 8 hours.
Matt Grossman is the director at Michigan State University's Michigan Policy Network. He says the Republican race in the 8th district is following the new national model for a GOP primary,
which is that you have candidates competing over the conservative label and finding places where they have been out of step with the conservative majority and challenging them on those grounds.
Grossman says the 8th Congressional District leans Republican, but unlike the rest of Michigan's gerrymandered districts, he says there's a slight chance voters there will switch parties in November. That hope has four candidates vying for the Democratic Party nomination. They are Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing, Central Michigan University Professor Susan Grettenberger, former state demographer Ken Darga, and attorney Jeffrey Hank. Schertzing probably has the most name recognition after 14 years as Ingham County Treasurer. Grossman says that gives him an edge in the Democratic primary. Grossman says the Democrats' hope for November may hinge on who wins the GOP primary.
So if McMillan were to win, that might change how the Democrats view the race. Certainly, they would view it as more winnable, they might be right about that. And so they would spend more in the race and try to win it. Whereas I don't think they'd have the same impression if Bishop were to run.
Money is an issue in the 8th district. The late start many candidates faced after Rogers' surprise retirement announcement showed up in their recent campaign finance reports. Republican Mike Bishop had raised less than $350,000 during his brief campaign. That's still almost double fellow Republican Tom McMillan's campaign war chest. Democrat Eric Schertzing collected less than $150,000, which is still more than the rest of the Democratic field combined. Grossman expects the money will come rolling in after the primary, especially if national Democrats believe there's a chance to steal the seat from the Republican column, and from national Republicans, if they fear the same. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.